Day 11 of the government shutdown, the president wants to talk.
I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck.
Welcoming in 2019 around the world.
That was magical, you know, once in a lifetime thing.
A close encounter with a new world.
The farthest exploration of worlds ever attempted, 4 billion miles from home.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The new year begins like the old one ended as the partial government shutdown enters day 11. President Trump spoke about it last night. For more on that, we go live to the White House. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, what's he saying?
In a Fox News interview, the president pushed back on critics who say a border wall is a medieval, not a modern fix, and that drones, cameras, and sensors may be more effective.
Technology are just the bells and whistles on the wall. If you don't have the wall, you're going to have people coming in.
He compares the wall to the wheel as an old idea that still works. Democrats who take over the House on Thursday say they intend to quickly pass bills that would reopen the agencies affected in the shutdown. Homeland Security would be funded at current levels through February 8th with no additional money for the wall. And the president says he won't accept that.
We are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
So the impasse continues. Peter?
Mr. Trump has also weighed in on Democrat Elizabeth Warren's announcement of a presidential campaign exploratory committee.
You know, we'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Warren was less magnanimous in her own comments.
Republicans, Donald Trump, have made clear they think government should work for the wealthy and the well-connected. And right now, that's exactly what it's doing. I think it ought to work for everyone else, and that's what this fight is about.
Bad weather played a big part in many of last night's New Year's Eve celebrations. Hundreds of thousands of revelers were soaked to the skin as they brought in the new year in New York's Times Square. CBS's Mara Rubin.
It was raining all day, but for about 5 hours, it was pouring, and these people, they've been there hours on end in the same spot, just dripping wet. Umbrellas were not allowed, so people were wearing ponchos. But other than that, there was no protection from the elements.
I'm Dave Cohen in Chicago.
Happy New Year, Chicago! Woo!
Love, happiness, and health.
Think you'll get it?
I hope so.
New Year, I hope to get my diploma finally and graduate it.
Some people are sharing a hug or a kiss amidst a wintry mix of light rain and flurries as 2019 arrives.
And in northern Wisconsin,
if New York can drop a beautiful ball, why can't Plymouth drop a big cheese?
One of the organizers of Plymouth, Wisconsin's Big Cheese Drop. The community holds the event every New Year's Eve. A metal cheese wedge is lowered slowly from a 100-foot fire truck ladder. Fire Chief Dennis Fellows oversees the cheese drop.
This is kind of unique. Some people think it's real cheese, but if it was real cheese, we'd never be able to lift it. It'd be too heavy.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Plymouth, Wisconsin.
The New Year's Eve stabbing in Manchester, England is being treated as a terrorist attack. More from London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Move away now!
Manchester police subduing a man who'd just stabbed three people at a train station close to where a suicide attacker killed 22 concertgoers in 2017. This eyewitness thought he was witnessing a fight among drunken revelers.
He shouted, Allah, and then I thought, that doesn't sound good.
Manchester police confirming.
We are treating this as a terrorist investigation.
For now, they believe this was a lone wolf attack. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In Tokyo, police have arrested a 21-year-old man they say deliberately drove a minivan into a crowd of people last night. They say the car was filled with kerosene, and they believe he was going to set it on fire. Eight people were hurt in the crash. While much of the U.S. was celebrating the new year, scientists at Johns Hopkins were keeping track of a small space craft 4 billion miles away. Queen guitarist Brian May is also an astrophysicist participating in the New Horizon mission, an overnight flyby of an icy body called Ultima Thule.
This mission to me represents more than the mission itself. It actually represents to me the spirit of adventure and discovery and inquiry, which is inherent in the human spirit.
New Horizons should phone home in about an hour and a half with data and pictures to follow. 2019 begins with a new man in charge at the Pentagon. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Patrick Shanahan will be acting defense secretary, which is rare, but he will have all the authorities of a Senate-confirmed secretary. He said in a statement he hopes to carry out President Trump's vision. A former Boeing executive, his views on strategic issues such as the wars in Afghanistan and Syria are largely unknown.
Shanahan will have to contend with Kim Jong-un. And the North Korean leader's New Year's message includes a warning for the U.S. CBS's Don Kirk is in Seoul.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un says he remains committed to denuclearization and is open to a second summit with President Trump. But in a New Year's address, called for corresponding measures, an apparent demand for the U.S. to give up its own nukes throughout the region.
The floats are ready. Spectators have staked out the best spots to watch the Rose Parade.
As is tradition, thousands spent the night camping out on Colorado Boulevard to get the best spots to watch today's Rose Parade. They had to deal with temperatures in the 30s.
We have plenty of sweaters and we have Mr. Heater, which is a propane-driven heat lamp.
In 3 hours, the parade begins. This, the 130th edition, the Grand Marshal this year, singer Chaka Khan. And more attention than usual is being paid to this year's Rose Queen, 18-year-old Louise Siskel. Yesterday, she wrote in the LA Times that she is bisexual. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Pasadena, California.
On Wall Street, after the first year in the red in a decade, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the last few weeks aren't necessarily an indicator of what's ahead.
I think that it's hard to read too much into the market performance of the last 8 or 9 trading sessions because we saw the whipsaw up and down and down and up. And really what this is explaining to most of us who watch this is that the professional investment community does not know which way it's going to go. Nobody does.
In North Carolina, recycled Christmas trees are helping to save the beach.
Roger Elvers and his daughter Kathleen Adams are among those piling up their discarded Christmas trees at North Topsail Beach, North Carolina.
Doing, you know, whatever we can to help the beach nourishment.
I was born and raised, you know, on these beaches here.
The old trees will be tied together to form a natural sand fence to help restore dunes washed away by Hurricane Florence last fall. The town estimates it will cost $85 million to replace the sand dunes. Jim Crisilda, CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Sheriff's deputies in Tampa Bay say they've arrested 4 men who stole a $500,000 truckload of tequila while the driver stopped for dinner. They say they stole the trailer and were found as they tried to transfer the booze to another truck. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, January 1st, 2019. I'm Peter King. Happy New Year from CBS News.